Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 68, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems. Contentment, The Harp That Once Threw Tara's Halls, and The Old Oaken Bucket. Part 6 continued. Contentment. Contentment by Edward Dyer, 1545 to 1607. This poem holds much to comfort and control people who are shut up to the joys of meditation, people to whom the world of activity is closed. To be independent of things material, this is the soul's pleasure. My mind to me a kingdom is. Such perfect joy therein I find, as far excels all earthly bliss that God or nature hath assigned. Though much I want that most would have, yet still my mind forbids to crave. Content I live, this is my stay, I seek no more than may suffice. I press to bear no haughty sway, look, what I lack my mind supplies. Lo, thus I triumph like a king, content with that my mind doth bring. I laugh not at another's loss, I grudge not at another's gain, no worldly wave my mind can toss, I brook that is another's bane. I fear no foe, nor fawn on friend, I loathe not life, nor dread mine end. My wealth is health and perfect ease, my conscience clear, my chief defense. I never seek by bribes to please, nor by desert to give offense. Thus do I live, thus will I die. Would all did so as well as I. Edward Dyer. The Harp That Once Threw Tara's Halls. The harp that once through Tara's halls the soul of music shed, now hangs as mute on Tara's walls, as if that soul were fled. So sleeps the pride of former days, so glory's thrill is o'er, and hearts that once beat high for praise now feel that pulse no more. No more to chiefs and ladies bright the harp of Tara swells. The chord alone that breaks at night its tale of ruin tells. Thus freedom now so seldom wakes, the only throb she gives is when some heart indignant breaks, to show that still she lives. Thomas More. The Old Oaken Bucket. The Old Oaken Bucket by Samuel Woodworth, 1785 to 1848, is a poem we love because it is an elegant expression of something very dear and homely. How dear to this heart are the scenes of my childhood, when fond recollection presents them to view. The orchard, the meadow, the deep-tangled wildwood, and every loved spot which my infancy knew. The wide-spreading pond, and the mill that stood by it, the bridge, and the rock where the cataract fell, the cot of my father, the dairy-house nigh it, and e'en the rude bucket that hung in the well, the old oaken bucket, the iron-bound bucket, the moss-covered bucket which hung in the well. That moss-covered vessel I hailed as a treasure, for often at noon, when returned from the field, I found it the source of an exquisite pleasure, the purest and sweetest that nature can yield. How ardent I seized it, with hands that were glowing, and quick to the white pebbled bottom it fell. There soon, with the emblem of truth overflowing and dripping with coolness, it rose from the well. The old oaken bucket, the iron-bound bucket, the moss-covered bucket arose from the well. How sweet from the green mossy brim to receive it, as poised on the curb it inclined to my lips. Not a full blushing goblet could tempt me to leave it, the brightest that beauty or revelry sips. And now, far removed from the loved habitation, the tear of regret will intrusively swell, as fancy reverts to my father's plantation, and sighs for the bucket that hangs in the well. The old oaken bucket, the iron-bound bucket, the moss-covered bucket that hangs in the well. Samuel Woodworth. End of section 68. Read by Kara Schallenberg on January 13, 2007, in Oceanside, California.